I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joey, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Joey, I don't know Declassified Live, shockingly. I apologize for my ignorance. Is this relatively new?
So that's just the name of my platform on Substack.
Okay.
So Substack is the platform for independent writers, and that's just the name of mine.
And your Twitter, Joey, is a great source at Joey Kelly. Wait a minute here. At Joey Kelly 2, underscore Kelly 2. Is a great source of information breaking down when we get these documents. So, Joey, what's the biggest takeaway from what's going on in the documents case? You write a lot about the judge in that case and also about Jack Smith and just the overwhelming number of Biden agencies that were involved in going after Trump on this.
Correct. So this relates to orders that Judge Cannon, Aileen Cannon in Southern Florida, has issued unsealing and unredacting major swaths of motions, evidence, exhibits, and discovery. And that's what has happened this week. And it's mind-blowing what the government has, first of all, tried to cover up. What Jack Smith has basically misled the American people, lied about the origins of the classified documents case, because it involves, as you just noted, Joe Biden's White House, Joe Biden's Department of Justice, Joe Biden's intelligence community, the National Archives, and other powerful agencies that were working behind the scenes for months to manufacture this case, some kind of documents case, before Donald Trump even turned over records to NARA, then claiming that there were classified papers there. So this is what I've been shedding a light on. This has been over a four-month battle, really, at getting these motions unsealed and unredacted, and finally they were put on the docket this week, and other unsealings just today.
Joy, are you in the camp? Is there any credibility? One of the media narratives out there, and again, somebody who had Trump's best interest told him, you know, do not do any here. It's even technically a little bit loose. They're gunning for you, including the National Archives, which ought to shock people. What do you make of that narrative that's out there?
I mean, I suspect he would have known that. And look, if you're put in Donald Trump's shoes, and what it looked like early on, starting in May of 2021, when the archives were in cahoots with DOJ and employees at the White House already, is that it looked like they were going to manufacture a records destruction case against him, claiming the papers and files were missing, claiming that boxes were missing that should have been transported from the White House to NARA. So it sounds like, in reading all of these motions and, of course, covering the court hearings and everything about this case, that's what it looked like. And then when Donald Trump turned over those 15 boxes to NARA in mid-January of 2022, That's when all of a sudden the archivist claimed that he saw files in there with classified markings, notified the Department of Justice. They opened an investigation and then, you know, went forward with the grand jury and subpoenas. But that's not what happened. So, you know, what choice really Donald Trump, it seemed like his PRA, the Presidential Records Act, representatives for his team, including Mark Meadows, were working in good faith with NARA, trying to get them what they wanted to hopefully avoid some sort of criminal prosecution. But they were really had no choice, I think, in doing what they were supposed to do. They could have fought maybe the NARA's request, their demands for records at all, but that wouldn't have stopped the Department of Justice from moving forward like they did.
You wrote a piece on April 18th that I really like because I spent a lot of time, Joy, the Supreme Court interrogating particularly this Solicitor General. Gorsuch, I thought, was the best, but there were several going back and forth with her. She was unable to distinguish how they convicted these people, why they trumped it up, so to speak, pun intended. The January 6th charges to obstruction just couldn't do it because I think it would be impossible for anybody to be prepared to be able to get that past them. So tell us about that and also what that case, there's a lot of people, January 6th defendants, it would affect, but that definitively would affect President Trump in the other Jack Smith case.
Correct. So this is oral arguments last Tuesday before the Supreme Court related to the Department of Justice's what I call abuse of 1512C2, which is a post-Enron Arthur Anderson scandal law, obstruction law, that was intended to prevent corporate fraud or shredding of documents related to a criminal investigation. Not someone who walked in the Senate chamber or walked into a government building and either walked around or caused a ruckus or forced Congress to recess the joint session, which is what happened on January 6th. So they have weaponized this obstruction law against more than 350 J6 defendants, turning otherwise, in many cases, nonviolent political protesters into lifelong felons, throwing them behind bars for years. And of course, this represents two of the counts in Donald Trump's Jack Smith indictment against Donald Trump. Fortunately, the justices, the majority anyway, sounded very skeptical of how the DOJ was intentionally misinterpreting the vague language in that particular subsection of 1512, that it was never intended to be used this way. And Neil Gorsuch, to his credit, presenting other scenarios, other hypotheticals, some of them not hypotheticals, right? Because he specifically asked about pulling a fire alarm.
Yeah,
during an important houseboat.
Referring
to Jamal Bowman, who got a slap on the wrist misdemeanor. And U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar, a Biden appointee, she also was on Robert Mueller's team, basically admitted that this was selective prosecution, that no, this statute would not be applied to other demonstrations or individuals, of course, aligned with Democratic Party interests, that this is something that has only ever been used in J6 in this way against J6ers and in the future only will be. So I think that that was a losing moment, and justifiably so, for Elizabeth Preligar, who also misled the court about these harsh sentences that the Department of Justice is asking for these 1512C2 convictions.
So the bottom line, Joy, I don't know if you concur, that Trump is not home free. Anything could happen in New York. But in most of these cases, there are compelling arguments and some of them, the lack of credibility, big public lack of credibility in the Atlanta case, where no matter what happens at some point, it's going to be hard to see Trump convicted of most of these indictments. Are you thinking that's going to happen based upon your research?
Well, you know, the 1512C2, how they come, the Supreme Court comes back, if they reverse it, how it will impact Jack Smith's indictment is one open question. Obviously, the credibility of the Alvin Bragg and the sideshow, the farcical sideshow with this compromised Judge Juan Merchan, you know, this is just a circus. Fannie Willis has basically disappeared from the headlines.
Exactly.
you know, no one's even covering that case anymore, which was supposed to be sort of a layup too. The Southern Florida, the classified documents, as I'm saying, is completely imploding in Jack Smith's face and backfiring in many ways, exposing the collusion with the White House and other agencies behind the scenes to create this. So we still have sort of the Washington J6 case, and tomorrow oral arguments before the Supreme Court on the question of presidential immunity that also originated out of the J6 case against Donald Trump from Jack Smith. So we'll see what the justices signal tomorrow. Are they going to then say the presidents are entitled, are immune from criminal prosecution? Are they going to kind of split the baby, send it back to the lower courts and have them flesh it out again? Because it really was not, in this instance, Judge Tanya Chutkan, Obama appointee, who issued that order saying denying presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. So there's still a lot of moving parts. But the bottom line, Dom, if the Supreme Court does come back and say that Donald Trump can be criminally prosecuted, they will restart the court proceedings in Washington that have been on hold. And there will be nothing to stop Jack Smith or Tanya Chutkan from bringing this case to trial in Washington, D.C. as quickly as possible.
Ah, so the Supreme Court would probably rule on this, do you think, in June when all these opinions come down or sooner?
It could be sooner. They could wait until the end of June. To your point, that's the end of the term. If they do, and it's a blanket decision that, yes, presidents can face criminal prosecution, then they will restart the court proceedings there. And they have about 3 months that they need to make up. So let's say it's the beginning, end of June, and they get all of their work done as quickly as possible, which Judge Chutkan will hasten that process as much as she can. And, you know, he could possibly face trial in the nation's capital the end of September, October.
That is
the possibility, and no one will stop them because Attorney General Merrick Garland has already said it's out of the DOJ's hands. It's in the hands of the courts now, and that's where the decisions will be made.
And New York, I don't think, is as difficult. Washington, D.C., we saw that with the Watergate defendants. That is the ultimate place. You don't want to be in front of a hostile jury.
That's
prison
correct.
System that the J6 people are going through. That is the worst.
It is.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Absolutely the worst, and that is why the Department of Justice has a perfect conviction record before D.C. juries over, I think we're at 120 trials now before D.C. juries.
Oh,
so not a single J6 defendant, 150-plus defendants, not a single one has walked out of a D.C. courtroom after facing a D.C. jury completely exonerated of all charges.
Wow.
Every single one has been convicted of all or a majority of the counts brought before this jury. That is what Donald Trump will be walking into. To your point, I'd rather be in Manhattan than Washington, D.C. any day.
Now, Philadelphia, I would say, not as bad, except if it's if you're a corporate entity, a business, small business, and they want to nail you with a jury decision, we're the worst. But, Joy, I am so intrigued with what you do on a daily basis. Follow you. And right now, listeners can follow your Substack, Declassified with Joy Kelly, available at declassified.live. Parting question for you, and I'm not sure you're so busy with this stuff. What troubles you the upcoming election? We talk a lot about election integrity here. Laura Trump on pretty recently. Any surprises, anything out there you're looking at, particularly in the swing states?
I mean, I think there have been some heartening decisions to prevent what happened in 2020. You see states fighting back, say, against Zuckerbucks, more stringent election integrity rules. So we think that there will be greater oversight than there was in 2020. But look, we have seen this, as you know, there's no end to what this regime, the Biden regime, the Department of Justice, the Democratic activists and their billionaire benefactors will do to rig this election. And the thought of Joe Biden being reelected and empowering this vicious, irresponsible, reckless, lawless, especially Department of Justice, it's really something terrifying to consider.
Well, that's why we need you out there on the front line. Nobody better, Joy. We mean that. And again, Declassified with Joy Kelly, available at declassified.live. Thank you, Joy, very much.
Thanks for having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.